Knockdown, written by Dick Francis and read by Tony Britton.
I sat in the driving seat of my car, leaning my head against the window. Kerry Sanders sat beside me, with the muddy packets of money on her expensive suede lap, and unadulterated exasperation in her manner.
"Well, I couldn't just sit there and watch them putting you through a ringer," she said. "Someone had to get you out of that fix, didn't they?"
I said nothing. She had stepped out of the car and picked up the money and told the thugs to leave me alone. She said they could have the goddamn horse, and much good might it do them. She'd not tried screaming for help or running away or anything equally constructive, but had acted on the great modern dictum that you became less of a hospital case if you gave in to threats of violence right away.
"You looked as grey as death," she said. "What did you expect me to do, sit and applaud?"
I didn't answer.
"What's the matter with your goddamn arm anyway?"
"It dislocates," I said. "The shoulder dislocates."
"All the time?"
"Oh, no, no, not often. Only if it gets into one certain position, then it falls apart, which is very boring. I wear the strap to prevent that happening."
"It isn't dislocated now, is it?"
"No." I smiled involuntarily. I tended not to be able to sit comfortably in cars whenever it went out. "Thanks to you," I added.
"Oh, long as you realize."
"Mm-hmm." They had taken the certificate of sale out of my pocket and had made Kerry Sanders write a receipt for the cash. Then they had simply walked away towards the centre of operations to claim their prize. Kerry Sanders hadn't felt like trying to stop them, but I had still hardly been able to put one foot in front of the other with any certainty, and the one sure thing on that unsure afternoon was that Frizzy Hair and his pal would waste no time in driving off with Hurstpuller to destinations unknown. No one would question their right to the horse. Rapid post-sale sales were common.
"Why?" she said for the 20th time. "Why did they want that goddamn horse? Why that one?"
"I absolutely don't know." She sat fidgeting.
"You said you'd be able to drive by 4.
I glanced at the clock on the dashboard. 5 past.
"Right."
I removed my head from the window and gave it a small, tentative shake. Reasonable order seemed to have returned in that department, so I started the engine and turned out towards London. She made a rapid assessment of my ability to drive and relaxed a shade after we'd gone half a mile without hitting anything.